Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Lullaby, a Spencer novel by Ace Atkins. Read for you by Joe Montaigne. Chapter 1. I spotted the girl even before she knocked on my door. I was gazing out my second-floor office window down at Berkeley Street, eating a cinnamon donut and drinking coffee with a little milk and sugar. The girl looked lost among the business people and tourists hustling along the icy sidewalks. She wore a pink Boston Red Sox cap and an oversized down parka with a fur collar, and stared up at the numbers on the office buildings where Berkeley intersects Boylston. When she stopped at my building, she folded up a piece of paper and crossed the street with a lot of purpose. I had an open box of donuts and an uncashed check on my desk from Cone Oaks. I'd done a little work for Rita Fiore and had been paid handsomely. The winter had been dark, bleak, and endless, but sometime in the last hour I had actually seen the sun. My computer was playing Helen Forrest singing with the Harry James Orchestra. Life was full of promise. I had a bite of donut just as I heard the knock on the door. I opened it. "You Spencer?" asked the girl in the pink Red Sox cap. "The one and only." "People say you're tough," she said. "Did they mention handsome and witty?" "That you aren't afraid to use a gun." "Only when my feelings get hurt." Her accent was South Boston, maybe Dorchester. Henry Higgins could have told me her exact address. I figured her for 15 or 16. She stood about 5'5", with straight reddish-brown hair spilling from the sox cap. Her eyes were green and very large, made slightly ridiculous.